about 60% of New Mexico is held either by the federal or the state government. And throughout the West, Arizona has a greater percentage of federal and state lands. Nevada, I want to say, is like 92 or some, you know, huge percentage of federal lands. The West was settled that way. And federal lands are multiple use lands, which means that you can go see birds, I can graze cattle with a with working with the agencies, people can go horseback riding, they can go hunting and fishing. It's multiple use lands. And so we are one of the uses. We are the only use that pays for ourselves, actually. I mean, we're, you know, recreationists who go on federal lands don't usually pay a fee to use those lands. We pay a fee. If the oil and gas industry is going to use those, their fees or royalties are paid when there was logging. That lumber was paid for by the timber industry. And there are those who would use wolves to remove grazing or any other use from those lands. And we look at that as it's shared lands. We know it's not ours, but we've been entrusted with the stewardship and management of it. And livestock grazing is a tool that allows those lands to be healthier. If you look at the forest fires we've suffered in the last few years, if we don't come up with a better model for forest management, you know, the whole West is going to be a wallow fire that takes in 500,000 acres or a Los Conchos fire, those sorts of things. Livestock is a management tool that can be used for healthy landscapes. And that doesn't matter whether they're on federal land or state land or deeded land. And most of the ranches in New Mexico contain at least two, either deeded land and federal land, or deeded and state land, or deeded federal and state. And that land is checkerboarded. So that if you tell somebody they can't use the federal portion of their ranch, it's likely going to put the entire ranch out of business. And so as kind of a smokescreen is the way that I look at it, but some are saying, well, the cows shouldn't be there, and the wolves are being harmed because the cows are there, and that's our land, so we need to take it off. You're right. That's our land, mine and yours and everybody else's. I mean, the ranchers have an equal right to be there just like anybody else in the country.